If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Some of you may already be there when you heard that the sermon was going to be about anxiety and worry, a passage that we're all familiar with, but I want to read it to refresh our memories real quick to begin our time together this morning. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, our Lord tells us there, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you of not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So there you go. Don't worry. Simple as that, right? I think this is certainly one of those passages that we read about in Scripture that is very simple to understand. It's not a complex idea. It's not a complex command that we're given here to not worry and to not be anxious. But it's certainly something that is easier said than done in a lot of ways. And in our world today, there are many things to worry about. Just a few things that I've thought of. That have happened recently. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but yesterday, by the way, if you're not aware of any of these and you're terrified after I list these, I apologize, but just listen to the point of the lesson and that'll help you out. Sometimes ignorant is bliss. That's what my wife tells me anyways. But the market just went down 900 points yesterday. One of the big reasons that the market went down 900 points was because there was a new variant that's supposed to be much more contagious than the Delta variant discovered in South Africa. They're calling it Omicron. If you haven't heard of it yet, you'll probably hear of it sometime here pretty soon. Of course, we've had inflation that's been going on, talking about the market and finances and things like that. If that's something that you are interested in or aware of, but, you know, that's a big issue in our society right now and really all over the world. You might have heard in the news that this past week there was a terrible attack on a Christmas parade. A man in an SUV attacked individuals and drove his SUV through a crowd, killing, I believe, six individuals and injuring several more. We see all the issues of our society, the agendas from those in the world that are evil and that are ungodly, the LGBTQ agendas that we see time and time again. You know, as a father, one of the things that I worry about the most is, am I doing the right things as the head of my household to get my family to heaven and making sure that we are, as a family, going in the right direction and focusing on the correct things. And that's something that I worry about quite often and think about quite often, and I'm sure that others that are in that same position do as well. So again, my point, you know, this is just stuff that's happened recently as well. You know, there are tons and tons of things in our world that pop up each and every day that can cause us to worry, that are bad things, that are problems, that are issues raging, you know, ranging from things that may be relatively minor but that are something to think about, and other things that are just outright ungodly, outright evil things that we certainly don't want to be a part of our lives. And as Christians, if we're not careful, those things can influence us. Those things can cause us to do exactly what we're told not to do in that passage that we just read. Not to worry about things like that. Not to worry about tomorrow, but to focus and to you know, seek first the kingdom. And all those things that we need will be added to us, and we won't have to worry about these issues. But again, it's easier said than done. So how are we going to do that? Practically, what does that look like? How do we get to the point to where we are not worried about all these things? I think it's a good idea to give us ourselves a refresher on these things and think about these things, because they can overwhelm us at times if we're not careful. If you would turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And I want to begin there in verse 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. We're told to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. One of the things is to keep our focus on the hope that is in us. Why can we always rejoice as Christians no matter what's going on in the world? Well, it's because the hope of heaven that we have. But rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so the first thing that I would suggest to you is how to deal with those anxieties and how to deal with those worries that come about from time to time is to pray. To pray to God. In James, we're told the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. This isn't something where we can pray once and all our troubles go away forever. Okay? It's something that we have to be consistent about. We need to make our requests made known to God, and the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. We'll have comfort knowing that God is on our side, knowing that God is in control. Our prayer life is one of the greatest ways that we build our relationship with God and Christ. And the more that we build and focus on that relationship, the more that we talk to God, our Father, the one that is in control, the all-powerful Creator, the more comfortable that we are going to feel about all the things going on around us, the less worry, the less anxiety that we're going to have, because we realize that He is in control. And ultimately, serving Him is what is most important. And if we take care of serving Him, seeking His kingdom, fulfilling His commandments, and doing the works that He's given us to do, then all those other things will take care of themselves. He continues there in verse 8 and 9. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." We need to focus on spiritual things. We need to focus on those things in this list that are true and noble, just, pure and lovely, of good report. Things that are of virtue. Where is our focus? I was talking to my friend the other day about social media influences. Tyler Hammett, many of y'all know him, but he said he was going to be preaching a lesson, and he was doing a little bit of research on social media and how it works, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all those different things. And he said that one of the things that the research has shown is that the articles or the information, the videos, the ones that make people mad are the ones that get the most clicks. You see something that maybe is opposite of your views, opposite of your worldviews, and you want to know what's going on. And it's kind of a self-affirmation that you're right and they're wrong by hearing the other side and hearing the wrong side in your opinion of whatever the topic is going on in the world. It could be politics. Of course, when we're talking about Christians, we're talking about morality, and there are all kinds of issues out there and evil in the world that we mention. But that was interesting to me that the one that gets the most clicks and the most views are the ones that make us the most irritated. Well, brethren, why would we be doing that to ourselves? You know, the more that we look at these things, I think social media is a big part of the problem with Christians having trouble with following what we read in Matthew the 6th chapter about anxiety and worry. You know, we talked about this a little bit on the Bible class on Wednesday when we talked about the parables of the 10 virgins and preparedness and what our focus is to be. And, you know, again, there's a fine line between being informed and worrying, being informed and being addicted, if you will, to those things and those informations. I know that's something that I myself have had to think about. I like to be informed about things going on. We mentioned, you know, the market and finances, inflation. Many of you know that me and my wife are building a house right now, and hopefully it'll be finished in a couple of months. But that has been a stressful process, something that I personally don't want to go through again. But a big reason for that is because it's a huge finance. It's probably the biggest financial decision that we'll make in our lives. And I'm constantly going back, did we make the right decision? Have we done the right thing? Is this something that we did that will be best for our family? Is it something that we did that is a decision that God would be pleased with? Talking about, you know, being good stewards of the things that God has given to us and not being wasteful and those sorts of things. And all that is something that I personally worry about. And again, being the head of the household, that's something that ultimately we make those decisions together, but ultimately that's on me. And so how do we deal with these worries? How do we deal with these anxieties? Well, we need to make sure that we focus on what is spiritual. We have our focus on the right things. We need to make sure that we pray to God. We ask for wisdom in those decisions. But then ultimately, what are we allowing into our lives? What are we focusing on? Are we constantly watching the news and seeing these bad things that are happening day in and day out? And that's all that we see. Because if that's all that we're focused on, then that's something that's going to have an impact on our state of mind, on our worries, on our anxieties. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Paul tells us in Romans to not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. One of the easiest ways to be conformed to the world is to constantly fill your mind with those things in the world and of the world and that are happening in the world. Again, there's nothing wrong with being informed about what's going on. I think there's a place for that because we certainly need to protect ourselves and our families. But if you're like me, that information can be a little bit too much and it can cause you to cross that line of worry and anxiety. So I encourage you to look in the mirror to ask yourself about those habits that we have of getting information and those things that we expose ourselves to, information about what's going on in the world and where is our focus. One of the things that I've started to do recently that I wish I would have done a long time ago, again, if you're like me, got a job, got four kids, and just things are busy, right? And so time is always an issue, and how do we handle that time? Well, with technology today, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. But one of the things that I've started doing is just listening to sermons on the way to work. Instead of listening to the radio, I've started listening to sermons of individuals. Listened to my brother up in Oklahoma a few times, Brett Hogan, one of my good friends that's in Missouri, and several others. But the more that we expose ourselves to the Word of God, the more that we expose ourselves to spiritual things, and there are a lot of different ways that we can do that. Again, that's something that's worked for me. Recently that I plan to continue to do that I think has been real beneficial. It just gets our mind off of the worries of this world, gets our mind off the evils and the problems that we have throughout this world, and helps us to maintain our focus on those spiritual things and to seek first the kingdom of God and not worry about all the stuff that's going on, but trust that God is in control and that we're going to be taken care of. So again, something pretty basic lesson this morning, but something that I know I myself could always use a refresher on, especially with things that are going on recently. And so hopefully this has been a benefit to you. We want to offer an invitation this morning, though. There might be some here that have not named the name of Christ. That opportunity is available to you now. There may be some that have sinned and want to ask for the prayers of the congregation, repent and make that right, and get your life back on track to serving God. But if we can help you spiritually in any way, we ask that you would come forward now as we sing the song of invitation.